He Said, She Said, Lecture 5, The Role of Talk in Women's Relationships.
In the opening scene of the movie Divorce American Style, Dick Van Dyke is saying to his wife, Debbie Reynolds, "What do you mean we don't communicate? I tell you everything that's on my mind." She says, "You do not. All you do is lecture and criticize." This different perspective on the same conversations captures a key difference in how women and men use language in their everyday lives. That's what I'm going to be addressing in this lecture. I want to delve more deeply into how women tend to use language in close relationships, not only romantic relationships, but also between friends and family. One of the points that I emphasized in the earlier lectures was how girls' social lives tended to focus on a best friend, and how telling secrets is the way that they negotiate those relationships. So their sense of closeness actually requires the exchange of personal information. Women who are unmarried and have friends with whom they regularly talk and talk about boyfriends sometimes find that it's difficult to keep up those friendships after they get married because they no longer have boyfriend problems to talk about. I'll be giving examples in this lecture of actual conversations that took place between family members where you can see that the woman is looking for a kind of self-revealing conversation to feel close. And in some cases, a brother, in some cases, a son or a daughter doesn't share their sense of how a conversation should go. The first conversation is a short one that took place between a woman and her brother that is part of a larger study that I've been conducting at Georgetown University. We got a fairly large grant from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation to have four families record everything they said for a week. So both the wife and the husband took a digital tape recorder with them, attached it to their belt or put it in a pocket, and recorded everything they felt comfortable recording, both at home and at work. The woman in the conversation I'm about to recount for you was one of the participants in that study, so she was recording all her conversations that week, and the following conversation took place between her and her brother. So she is a woman in her 30s. She's married. She has a child. She's pregnant with her second child, and her brother is unmarried. So she is asking him about his girlfriend, Carrie. And she said, "So how's things with Carrie?" He answered, "Cool." "Cool. Does that mean very good?" "Yeah." "True love?" "Pretty much." "Pretty much? When you say pretty much, what do you mean?" "I mean it's all good." You get the feeling from this conversation that she is looking for a different kind of report from him than he is giving her, and perhaps that he feels she's asking intrusive questions. I don't know for sure what either of their point of view is, but what I do know is that his answers are minimal and her questions are searching. Listen to how similar this following conversation is. Now, the next one that I'm going to read comes from a television documentary. This one was aired on public television in 1999. It was called An American Love Story. The documentary filmmaker Jennifer Fox had followed the family of Bill Sims and Karen Wilson for a long period of time. It was about a year. And she practically lived with them, and so the film cameras really were incorporated into their lives.